Alright, I'm gonna call this meeting of the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission to order for Wednesday, September 20th, 2023. Please set your phones on stun and I'll stand for the pledge of allegiance, please.
The pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Lambert, nice to see you. Will you please call the roll?
Here.
Present.
Present.
Derek Hammond.
Here.
Dave Castellanos.
Here.
Ron Ware.
Here.
Robert Oshie.
Here.
LaVon Whitaker, absent. William Baker.
Present. All right, we have a quorum. Next up is the approval of minutes from August 16th, 2023. Any deletions, corrections, motions, let's say?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes from August 16th of 2023.
There's a motion. There's a second.
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 Any discussion? Mr. Wicklund, I guess we're still doing roll call.
Yeah.
Mrs. Lambert, I like roll call.
Yes.
Tom Gazzetti.
Yes.
Anthony Broadnick.
Yes.
Derek Hammond.
Yes.
Dave Castellano.
Here.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Oshie.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right, it's out there forever to read. Riveting stuff. Next up is Chairman's Report. September is the 15th anniversary of what happened in 2008. The yellowing pictures, and as you walked in, you saw a video that is posted on the website of the true reason why we sit up here and do what we do. We continue to evolve and work on a $275 million man-made project that if you don't do maintenance, those are the kinds of things that you have to deal with as a community. We are dealing with Mother Nature, so if we do get 10 gallons for our 5-gallon bucket, we're going to have an issue. But we're far better prepared today than we were prior to the event in September of 2008. We continue to focus on the watershed as a whole and try to make sure that the system is a system and it works in conjunction with how it was designed, with the improvements that need to be made as time goes on and life happens. Everybody needs to think about that. Finance report, approval of claims for September 2023. We need a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for the approval of claims for September 2023 in the amount of $783,187.19.
There's a motion. There's a second.
Second.
Discussion. Mr. Repay, this is the big ones, please.
So we'll go to the ones that the bottom ones were reimbursements. We're reimbursing Hammond Sanitary, the town of Highland, the town of Griffith. Those are all reimbursements that we have agreed to over the years. As long as they pass the inspections, they will be reimbursed for their amounts for the pump stations. For Hammond, it's 182. For Highland, it's 42,000. For town of Griffith, since they were a federal flood control project on the Katy Marsh, but never had any source of revenue for maintenance of it, we've sort of entered an agreement to adopt them and allow for the $50,000 to make sure it's cut, maintained, and do all the things that they need to do. So that's important. Our insurance was a $76,429 for liability, for any trip and falls, wheelchair excavating, work being done, clearing trees on Hart's Ditch. I have some pictures to show you. For that, that's $89,000 and some change. End cap with their maintenance for the Chase Street and Black Oak mitigation sites, that's $14,400. And then Lake County Parks is a reimbursement for their application, the work that they're doing out at the former environmental center out in Lake Station off of Liverpool. Other than that, Duperron Corporation, that's the retainage for the piece of equipment that we purchased. I have a picture of that going in. All the pieces and parts have finally arrived and are on site. So we are releasing that, and the breaker is now being placed by Passion. And their things are going well. There's a couple small minor technical issues that they're working on. So that's all I really have as far as the big ones. If you have anything in particular, I'd be happy to answer.
All right, under discussion, any questions for Mr. Reap as it relates to the bills? Neither none. We have a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Lipinski.
Yes.
Tom Dodd-Goldman.
Yes.
Anthony Gorman.
Yes.
Derek Winnick.
Yes.
Dave Casalanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Oki.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Moving right along, Mr. Repe, what's going on in the field?
Well, Sarver Woods keeps on plugging along. They're actually moving the sand piles now, and they're moving now into the infrastructure side of the world. So that should be wrapping up here. Surely they've had some rainstorms that have prevented them from moving as fast as they would like, but they're now moving. I was out there last week to take some pictures and see what they were doing. And the sand is now moving, which is a good thing. The sand piles were quite high. Katie Marsh Raker, as I showed you, is being installed by Passion. We're doing the hard ditch clearing. I have some pictures for that. We purchased the new battery operated drills for the communities. The test ones went well. So one drill is now in Highland, one is in Munster, two are in Hammond, two are with our contractor in Gary, one is in Griffith, and one is in the hands of NDOT, or will soon be on Friday. So what that does is all the previous drills needed to be generator powered. These drills are lighter, easier to handle, and in the event of emergency, it allows us more power to close the gates at a faster rate, since we now have double the number of drills on hand that are available to us. Burke is still modeling both Turkey Creek, Beaver Dam Ditch, and Deep River, along with Burns Ditch. So we have some back and forth conversations, some issues, some scenarios we put towards them, adding a pipe over at 65, opening the railroad closure at Harrison and on Turkey Creek. So that's still progressing. First Street has now got its pump one back in. Likely pump two will be replaced sometime in the wintertime, when hopefully things have settled out a bunch. We are still having discussion with our friends at the Corps over crediting. This week we finished the fifth mow of the year, which is the most that we've ever done or I've ever done, but just the way that the atmosphere has been, it's just been growing like crazy. And now that the Corps wants to do inspections in March in Gary, we may have to mow it one more time just so it doesn't grow too fast before our inspection, because if they're doing it in March, I'll guarantee you we won't be able to get a mower out there to do anything. We also sprayed for the riprap and a truck. I forgot to put a picture of this, the truck that drove off the levee that I think you guys were all
drove aware. Off the levee?
Drove off the levee. It got diverted a little bit. It was on Chase Street. The driver said that his map told him to go to the truck stop, and that was the fastest route. And so he drove on the levee, and then he, as he was approaching Grant, thought he should turn back around, which
is this a pickup truck or a...
Now you're going to make me go to the...
It was a semi truck.
It was a semi, 8-foot wheeler.
Here, don't know.
Carrying 40,000 pounds of material.
Okay.
And I got a phone call on Friday at about 6:30. We have contacts, and so when I get a call from DNR conservation officer at 6:30 on a Friday, it's generally not a good thing. And so they informed me and they asked me to go out there, and I spent a little while out there talking to all the police and the recovery folks, and they were out there till 2 a.m. I was not out there till 2 a.m. We notified the Corps, and there is some damage. I'm sure it's going to be, we're going to have to contact their insurance for some repair, because the recovery vehicles and the recovery tow trucks, if you're familiar with them, those semi ones aren't small either, and our levee isn't really necessarily probably designed for that. We generally just small vehicles that change the billboards, for instance, or vehicles, just regular cars, not necessarily semi. So we're going to have to take a bigger look at that. As you mentioned, it's the 15-year anniversary. And we were very fortunate this past Sunday that we missed the great rain of all Burnham and Dalton. Don't think it would have caused any necessary flooding, but it was, certainly would have put some pressure on the system. Some reports were 9 to 10 inches in Burnham and Dalton. I know Cal City got 8, Hammond got 5.5 in an hour and a half. system, the system isn't designed. I mean, the sewers aren't designed for that. It was mainly that was the problem. If nothing overtopped, the little Cal didn't overtop in Cal City, it just was simply,
so they're mostly combined sewers anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem.
Yep. So that's pretty much.
I have a question back to the truck. So the damage, quote unquote, has that been assessed? And who the Corps does that? Do we need to file with the insurance company? Who's out there taking pictures?
We took pictures. The Corps took pictures. Superficial damage that we can see is, of course, major running and exposure on the levee. Some cracking in the pavement, certainly. As he was driving down that, you're only talking 2.5 inches.
I understand, but whatever it is from where he got on to where it had it pulled off, whatnot, yeah. Just to have the insurance people know that it's out there, because I think that trucking company might have some involvement with that.
We're supposed to get the police report from the city of Gary, because that's who took jurisdiction over it. They drove through an A-frame, they knocked over a Jersey barrier, they knocked over a sign that says, no, don't go up here. So there's all kinds of stuff. So we're going to wait to see the report, and then I'm sure Mr. Wicklow will reach out to their folks.
Another question, Mr. Chairman, for Mr. Yes, Repay. Does the Corps have to be out immediately in situations like that? I mean, I don't know if they charge us for that, but couldn't we just send them a report out of curiosity?
Yeah, the levee safety comes from a different pot of money than the construction side. So it doesn't really cost us any money for them to be out. They just want to be aware of it. At night, we weren't sure exactly what it was going to look like, but it was important for them to look at it just on a superficial level, just to see what we're up against. They agree with what my assessment was just now, is running, some issues with the side slope that are going to need to be addressed. Certainly the asphalt up on top is going to need to be repaired to some degree. But they're not sure. And they said, if you do the levee survey, it should determine that you're going to be good. It's just, thankfully he just wasn't parked up there. I guess he slid off, which is a good thing or a bad thing, but no idea what he was doing up there. I mean, besides what he said is, directions say, I'm sure the directions don't say go through an A-frame gate, but it hasn't been the first time someone has gone awry because they're happy. Said something.
Mr. Broadbank's good. Okay. Anybody else for Mr. Repay? I got another one.
I have
okay, go ahead, guys.
Sorry, I was on mute. Yes, I was just saying thank you.
Some of the encumbered dollars on the project tracker for work that was agreed to, back in 21, early 22. Is there any update on that, or am I missing something here?
Which project?
So like on 317 of 21, we entered an agreement with Town of Winfield for the Hidden Creek stormwater, allocated $300,000.
Right.
Nothing's been spent.
Winfield tends to spend it all at the end. They don't go.
End of what? Time?
No, this is. they put, some communities go piece by, for instance, you'll see on the claim list where Hammond went for the reimbursement of their dollars. Winfield waits for the project to complete and close out. Now, that project has been just recently completed. It was a culvert replacement, if I remember. So they're going to wait till they file bill, close it out, and then they'll send us a full reimbursement.
So that work's done. And then with regards to the work that was awarded or agreements that were entered into in February of 22 with the town of Maryville, you have...
For the Hayes Farm?
You have Hickory Ridge and Kaiser Ditch. $345,000 and $81,000, nothing completed.
And Jody will correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Maryville does the same thing. They send it one time when they close out the project. They don't ask for draws on it. Hammond does draws.
That answers my question. Thank you.
Anybody else for Mr. Repay? I'm not letting them off the hook.
Well, I'm going to show you some
pictures. You're not done? You got more stuff?
I got more pictures.
Okay, wait, before we go to the pictures, can I ask you about the mows? When was the last time we did the mow? Because you're going to have to mow again.
Like the last month?
Yeah.
We have done that in November, beginning of November.
Okay.
Where it has been okay, where it doesn't cause anything disrupting as far as rutting and stuff like that. You know, that's the latest we've ever done it. But it's usually, so we're talking, was it the 20th now?
Right.
You're probably looking end of October would probably be the safest, because once you get into Halloween, you
one or two more.
One. You only do one more.
Have we ever done six before?
No. They just did one. So. We just did it. It finished this week. It started last week. They had the rain.
I saw them in Highland.
Yeah. So we have done five, I believe, once or twice time that I've been here. Usually it's four, but it just seems like it would rain, it was humid, it grew like crazy, and then, you know, we would try it. We had
like to cut it down.
Right, it's going to get warm, and then we got rain. So we know it's going to grow again. We'll do it one more time. We cut.
Having to do with the inspections getting moved to March.
Yeah, we just were informed today that the inspections were being moved to March.
Okay.
So that tells me that we have to go at least into late October and try to guess the best we can, and certainly at least get through here, because that's where they're breaking it up into March is going to be the East Reach, which is everything east of Klein, and then they're going to go into June, which is not a problem for us when they go into Highland and Leinster and Hammond. Mm-hmm. Our big issue is getting the mow so that they don't cite us for whatever, 1 foot or 2 feet.
Is there a benefit to us to have them in this particular instance start, on the west side instead of starting in the middle of nowhere and Gary?
Who's that?
March.
The Corps?
Yeah.
They determine where they want to go based on staffing level.
It determined a lot of stuff, and we've seen it doesn't necessarily work out very well. So this is a little common sense.
They determine that out. Because they pull staffing from different districts based on the amount of resources they need. So they'll pull from Detroit, they'll pull from Cincinnati, they'll pull from Louisville, they pulled from Buffalo.
Got it. So, I mean, just keep that in mind, because I'll forget next month that, you know, you maybe mentioned something that you think it's going to be probably not going to be able to get a mower out there. Also, we've talked a couple of times about asphalt along the pass. Is that going to happen at all this season, you think?
50-50.
Because that closes.
Yeah.
And then the collaboration, did their activity go to the end of the season? Is it, when is their activity like scheduled, or is it?
I think the email that I had sent out, I don't recall exactly what they have scheduled. I know Passion is framing up some of their work off of Georgia Street. So as long as the framing goes well, it's basically a post and panel that they have for a weir. Once that's done, their project is done. Now, they've just recently done a Marshmaster, whatever, like a job up at the rookery. They just finished that yesterday, where they were mowing it all down, yeah, and knocking everything down.
Are they taking pictures like we've asked?
Yep.
Okay.
I gave you some pictures just of the framing, but they've got pictures of the whole thing.
So when's that going to be done? I mean, is this the staging thing where the structure, the new structure?
Yes, structure hasn't been placed there yet.
It's not.
It's further along on Georgia, okay, and not as far along on, 179th?
Right. So please do me a favor and make sure they take the before and after those structures going in at both those locations. And that's all I had. If you guys are done, then Dan's actually.
Mr. Chairman?
He's waving his hand. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yep. One more regarding the inspection time period of March, typically either wet or frozen. Is that going to be a problem? I mean, yes. Did they say why they're changing it from May to March?
My understanding is one of the lead inspectors has to take family leave in April, which is when they typically will do it. So from a staffing standpoint, the lead inspector needs to move it up.
Okay, thank you. They're convenient.
It's going to be cold, I guarantee you that.
That with climate change.
Okay.
All right, anybody else? All right, Mr. Repay.
So here are the pictures. I guess I could do it a whole lot better. Okay, I can't see very well.
Am I cheaters?
No, I would. So this is you're in Hard Stitch. You're roughly between the Weir or Wicker Park, Hawthorne, Ridge Road-ish area, and where Katie Marsh and Schoon Ditch all come in. So these are all that general vicinity.
Which is like the NIPSCO easement.
Just north of it. Okay. Yeah, because there's a huge pipeline for NIPSCO, so we can't go in any further to the south. So you got to jump out and jump back in. They came in off of Schoon Ditch by the pump station.
That's quite a structure right there.
So these are just some of the things.
Is that a core design?
Yeah, it looks pretty cool, actually. I hope it's someone that's here. you see their discharge here, the discharge for the, you know, for their sump pump or whatever. So it's, you see that pipe, the little corrugated there. What we run into a lot is a lot of these aren't as extended as far, and they leave them against the bank. In this case, as a decent structure that this is, they at least spent it and sent it out a little further. Our problem tends to be people that let it roll right next to it. Here's a one that is just on the Highland side, over the Ridge Road on Hart Stitch. I can't remember the name of the road, but as you can see, you got a little ladder here. There's a lot of erosion that is occurring. Once again, there's some discharge pipe that has been laid. They have a nice backyard, but underneath it, what many people don't see from the riverside is all this erosion that's going on. And we'll get into some of the reasons why. There's a look south of a place that where it has been finished already. I don't have the before picture. I couldn't find it, but that's the after. So it just opens this whole area up from, you know, from trees and stuff that have fallen or are falling into the area. We're not into just deforesting this place, but we are into not making sure that this thing collapses and starts ripping out the root balls of the side of the levee. Now, this is looking north. In the distance, you will see Ridge Road. That's Ridge Road there. And you have all sorts of cutting back that happened here. And I'll give you some more in depth. Now, here's a problem that we have. Every one of these holes is a little burrow where an animal has gone in. Now, what happens is when the river rises, it goes into those burrows, the burrows all collapse. And then things just come off in mass quantities.
And he just moves the burrow up a little more.
Well, we have one. You should see there was one. I don't know if I put it in a thing. Here's another one where this is a large tree, and then you see all the burrowing underneath. So what will happen is if the water gets up there, it will collapse this, and then this tree comes down this way. This is a large culvert that is supposed to drain Hill and Vale. As you see, this is Ridge Road right up here. If you look at it, this is actually it. This is actually collapsed. There's actually material here. We don't know what necessarily happened, but we can tell you that this culvert is not working the way it should. But just one of the...
Whose responsibility is maintenance of that culvert? Town?
Technically, yes. We notified them when we saw it, but
that's terrible.
It's not great.
It's crushed.
And then
look at that's brand new.
And then here's the raker that we have. For those of you that hadn't seen the first one that was devised, this one is more. This is healthier.
It's a conveyor.
This is a healthier trash rag than what was out there. And that's it. So I just wanted to show you what from the inside, you know, we got some positive phone calls, we got some negative phone calls. People think that we're being too aggressive. I will tell you this. Lee has been out there, he has been doing this for 10 years now. We don't cut down trees if they're just straight up. If they're leaning and they're gonna fall, we'd rather deal with them now as opposed to dealing with them when it's a bad situation. And ultimately, this is all going to get, hopefully, stabilized. And not stabilized like the decking material, because the decking material will eventually erode away. We've also seen scenarios where they had put gabion baskets up that they had collapsed. And the reason why they collapse is going back to the discharges for people sump pump. They're discharging behind the gabion baskets. It's eroding away, and then the gabion baskets basically collapse on themselves. But when we go through, we extend out all of the discharges that we know of that we can find and make sure that they're going against an area that's manageable and won't cause the erosion.
Don't these people see their backyard falling, down every eroding is what the word I think is?
I guess they see the backyard that is their backyard, and some are losing their backyard, but some have beautiful backyards and they're wonderful and they're nice. But I think if you look from this angle, if you were ever to be in the river and look out like those pictures, I think you'd give, I think most people an idea of how much erosion is actually happening.
Like they just don't see it.
I don't think they do.
So is it illegal for them to discharge into the river?
I don't think it is. I don't think it is. I don't know, but
depends on what they're discharging.
I think it really comes down to how they're doing. Now we've had folks that had multiple hoses, multiple discharges. Some people still throw yard waste in there, which doesn't make any sense to me. Some people they have in-ground pools and their valve is to discharge out to the river. Is that chlorine is going to hurt anything because of so much water, but it just be constant erosion down the side of the bank. It's just, and there's other pictures that I didn't put. I mean, there's head walls that have collapsed that are used for the drainage for their houses. The sewers in the front of the catch basins in the front, and it's designed to drain into the river directly.
So if we're going to go through and spend all this money making all these repairs, how do you educate everyone on the improper way that they're utilizing the system, and how do we, how do we protect future damage?
So all the ones we've done in the past, we've fixed all the head walls and secured them. So if we were ever to get down to this point, we would probably fix that one that I saw the show is broken, and we'll mat it up and make sure it's protected. But the people throwing the yard clippings, I can't stop that. But I can, what we do is we try to get together with each resident, sort of say, okay, where's your discharge? Yes, some of them know, some of them don't know. But we can tell on some of them. On one, I can tell you on the Highland side, I did the GPS, or I geolocated myself. We still don't know what it is, but it looks like it's just running like a waterfall that's just constantly running down the side of the embankment. We don't think there's a catch basin. We don't know what it is. There is a pool in one of the backyards, but we don't think that they're draining it, because Lee had said that he has seen it for a couple days. So maybe there's a leak in the pool that they don't even know about.
Okay.
I can't find the source.
Any other questions for Mr. Repe? Moving right along.
One last question.
Okay.
So these areas that we've already been through and we've already repaired and put the head walls in, are we recording that in some type of as-built drawing so that we're down the road, we can go back and investigate this, still intact?
We have pictures and as-builts for everything up to 45th. We are waiting for one final sign-off to do from the next phase, which is from 45th to Franlin. That will happen sometime this winter. They have 90 days to sign off on something. The 90th day was September 9th or 8th or something like that. So they will be signing off shortly.
Okay, thank you.
All right, next up, an update from the United States Army Corps of Engineers. Is there somebody to speak on behalf? Is that you, Mr. Repe?
I guess I'll be their spokesperson today. They sent us a report dated from January 6th.
No check, though.
No check from 2023. And, we, according to them and their estimations, we prevented $107 million worth of damage because our structure was intact.
Cool. There's a calculation for that.
That's what they have. I'll make sure you guys get this
Don't you have a book about that?
This report?
No.
Okay. But I offered them the opportunity to speak or send a report, and so that's what they sent me.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay, moving right along. Other issues, new business.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve resolution 2023-12 and an interlocal agreement with the town of Maryville for Hickory Ridge Flood Control Improvements Watershed Project in the amount of $932,168 or 50% of the total project cost, whichever is less. This is subject to a final draft and approval by attorney, executive director, and chairman.
There's a motion. Is there a second? Bunch of seconds. Mr. Repe.
This is just the resolution that has, covers what you guys have already agreed to at the last meeting, which was approved the same language.
Outstanding. Any questions with regards to this? This is in Maryville. Been ongoing for quite a long time, just north of 61st Street in CAF. We have a motion and a second. Okay. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Schulte.
Yes.
Tom Bezzetti.
Yes.
Anthony Broadbent.
Yes.
Derek Minnick.
Yes.
Dave Capuano.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Moving right along.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve an agreement with Superior Engineering in the amount of $248,000 for engineering services and equipment upgrades at the Burr North, Grant East, and Grant West pump stations, subject to final draft and approval by attorney, executive director, and chairman.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Mr. Repe.
In my previous updates, we have talked about some issues that we've had with specifically Grant West and the alarms and the babysitting of the PLC. It was recommended that we hire Superior, who has experience with this type of subject matter, and it's very good. It has been good for us in the past. And so what they're going to do, and they've already done an assessment. We've met with them. I've met with them two or three times on site for each one of these locations. And they've already done a general assessment, basically stating that the PLC at Grant West is beyond its useful life. I believe that the same holds true for Burr. And that what they're going to do is offer us and get the drawings together and the plans together so that we can upgrade those PLCs so that they're more reliable and efficient. Just so that everyone knows, when we took over Grant West, we never received anything from the Gary Sanitary District as far as a manual.
Did we replace those pumps once?
We
I thought, wasn't that the place that there were no pumps? Or was that a different
one? No, that was Burr South.
Okay.
So we immediately started with this on Burr South, where we knew that there was only one pump and a sub pump, where there should have been four pumps and a sub pump. So we replaced that completely when we first took them over. Grant West was running. We pulled them out to do general maintenance on them, but when we asked for maintenance logs and reports from GSD, they were not available. And so now we are at the point where the PLC is starting to cause us difficulties. And so we're now going to look to replace those and start anew. Grant West by far, well, between Grant West and Burr North, probably the two most used stations. Grant East, somewhat one of the more active ones, but definitely Grant West and Burr. And so hopefully, supply chain issues aside, we can get this upgraded rather soon, although their report's going to take 20 some weeks to get us the plans and specs. So we'll still have to babysit it for a little while here, but you know, hopefully it won't be too much longer.
Some prized assets that we're working on. Any questions for Mr. Repe?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This is only for engineering, no engineering oversee. This is only design.
This is just for design.
Okay. Thank you.
Ochi.
Again, in this proposal, you're saying 24 to 26 weeks for the deliverables. And there's quite an amount of items listed on the deliverables. When are the design documents going to be done?
I took the 24 to 26 weeks as to being the design documents. I don't believe involved
No.
Or ordering and getting it. What I've had discussions with Superior about is once they have a general sense of what we're going to need, I would like to go order that so that we can, while they're finishing their details, we can get out in front of a more than likely delay in some of this stuff coming in.
Right. Long lead energy pumps.
Yep. And probably electronics.
Okay.
Unless it changes in the next.
So you think they're going to let us know prior how big, what we should order?
They had a general idea. What they want to do is make it very similar to what we did at Burr South, which is Wunderlich system type of PLC that's upgraded, that's more efficient, that will have a better alarm system, that will also help us. And if you remember, we upgraded the pump or the sump pump at Burr North, and the sump pump kept on going on. It wouldn't take off. And so we brought that to their attention, and they're like, you know what, it may be not sized right as to what the core specs were. This may be a different one, because ultimately our goal is not to, and we've talked about this before, I would rather run a sump pump into the ground for $10,000 than have a pump one or pump two go on and off, and those things are $60,000-$70,000 to replace. So that's the goal, and that's what we want them to come back with. They've been in consultation with Blem and myself, and we've all taken the tour and sort of given them what our thought process is as far as how we want this to run. In Burr North, we got a little detention pond. We can hold some for a little while. Grant West, we don't. Grant West is strictly large sewer running down all the way to past 37. So, and it takes in all of Grant Street. So if that one goes, we've got issues. I got another hand raising, huh?
Yeah, Anthony.
Mr. Chairman, my apologies. One more. And the verbiage on this motion, it says engineering services and equipment upgrades. Maybe for archival, should it say engineering services for equipment upgrades? They're not purchasing or upgrading anything. They're just doing engineering, right?
Yeah, that's my understanding. They're not purchasing anything. And I don't think you're going to be able to purchase three PLCs for $200.
I think so.
$48,000. It's going to be strictly engineering. They may be to help us or assist us, but they're not overseeing anything. They're just simply designing it for us.
And they can be somewhat, did this group do the one we already have done, Superior? I'm looking for the consistency for all the pump stations so we don't have, Galaxy and then iPhone.
No, it's all going to be LiftPhone. We talked about that because we don't want, for redundancy, for parts, for a lot of reasons, you want it the same.
Okay.
So it's going to be flight pumps. We already have flight pumps in, so it's going to be compatible with flight pumps and systems that regulate that. So I would say it's near Wunderlich. They've worked on the Burr North already with the backup generator. They're familiar with the Burr North one, but no one besides our electrical folks have dealt with Grant West or Grant East. Like, there's no PLC changes that I've ever heard out there.
Let's talk about that, because coordinating that to have all of those structures, those assets to be interchangeable as possible, knowing there's life that happens, but I think that's a good goal.
So Mr. Wicklund, would I need to amend my motion in lieu of $248,000 for engineering services and equipment upgrades, change it to $248,000 for engineering services related to equipment upgrades?
Take out the equipment upgrades.
Take out and replace it with related to.
What, related to?
Equipment upgrades.
Equipment upgrades, right.
Does he have to amend his motion, Mr. Wicklund, or based on that modification? Is a Robert's
rule? I think we can make the change in the motion. Jody can. Everyone understands it up here. No one's going to not second the motion. And then when the minutes come out, you'll approve the minutes and show that that's what the motion was.
Mrs. Lambert, who do you have as a second on that motion?
I have Mr. Castellanos.
Mr. Castellanos, do you understand what's going on?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
I approve it.
There's a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Be there none. Mrs. Lambert.
Thompson.
Yes.
Tom Vecchi.
Yes.
Anthony Brodnick.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right. Definitely a big project there. All right, next up is statements to the board from the floor. My favorite part, if you'd like to help us make sure that stuff like that doesn't happen again, please come up to the microphone and state your name and address for the record. Yes, ma'am. It's nice to see you.
Nice to see all of you. The floor is almost 7142 for us. Hello, everybody. Hello, Anthony.
Hi, Lori.
Happy anniversary. I got involved in 2008 after the flood. I got involved on the ground. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking up the road. I got involved in the ground level, helping people clean out their destroyed houses. So I saw the destruction firsthand. I hope to never see it again, and I'm thankful for the things that you have done to help that process along. That being said, I do still live by a river. While I am less concerned when it rains, I still do have concerns. I do use your website, and I look at the gauges all the time when we get bad weather. They make me feel a little warm and fuzzy because I can see that we're not at 11 and a half feet. But again, that being said, while I'm grateful to not have to have federal flood insurance, I do carry secondary flood insurance, and I would encourage anybody who lives in the vicinity of the river who used to be in the floodplain to do the same. It is drastically less expensive than federal flood insurance, but it is a peace of mind. And while you have worked very hard to keep that river happening again, never is a really long time, and we can never be sure.
Mother Nature.
So again, I am grateful for all the things you've done. The majority of the time, it has been a pleasure working with you. There have been some rocky times, but for the most part, it has been a pleasure. And I want to thank you again for all your hard work.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Same to you. Anybody else? Going once, going twice. All right, bring it back to the board. Mr. Ware, anything to add?
Just thank those for attending this evening. Take the time out of your schedules. And that has been mentioned here couple times by Lori, by Bill, Chairman Baker, rather, sorry. With the anniversary, the importance of the work that is done here and the effect on those back 15 years ago and how it affected so many people throughout the region. Like you say, Lori, never is a long time, but I feel like everybody up here is trying to do their best to ensure that that doesn't happen again. So, thoughts with everybody who was affected back in the day.
Thank you. Mr. Wyszlinski. We come up on the anniversary, and what's interesting, we had that deluge on Sunday, I looked at one of the gauges at home, and within 12 hours, that gauge went from 5.06 to 8.37, which is almost 3.5 feet in like 12 hours. But within 12 hours after that, it dropped almost the same amount. So that tells me we're clearing out things and things are working right. And kudos to Dan and our partners along the river to keep things clear. So
thank you, Mr. Gostecki.
I'd like to echo Mr. Ware's comments with regards to everybody impacted by the flood. Thank everybody for attending. Thank Lori for her good advice to all our constituents out there that could be at risk. And also thank Mr. Lee for bringing to our attention some of his concerns as it relates to the river, whether it's under our charge or not. We'll certainly do our best to take care of everybody the best we can. We all try hard. Sometimes the red tape of government takes a long, long, long time, and sometimes our hands are tied, even though we don't want them to be. But appreciate everybody's patience and understanding. Thank you.
Mr. Nimitz.
I have nothing to add.
Mr. Oji.
Nothing to add.
Mr. Castellanos.
Just want to let everybody know, thank you for coming. And also, I support everything that each of the commissioners have stated here for this meeting. Thank you.
You. Mr. Wicklund, anything for the greater good?
Nothing to add.
Mrs. Lambert.
Nothing to add.
Thank you for your help, Canada.
Anything for us?
I do. I have something. The next meeting is Wednesday, October 18th. 2023, check the website. Most likely to be here at the town hall. Mr. Broadnax.
He's at 2:00 in the morning.
Out of sight, out of mind. No, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know you're trying to get out. I would like to echo similar comments as everyone, particularly thanking the public. Most of us were actually here in Munster on those days or in the vicinity. Knee-deep in water or chest-deep in water, and it was good for Dan to remind us with the aerial videos and things of just what it was like. And particularly, I would also like to say that the effects are still ongoing. They weren't just effects from that day. Like Lori said, you know, when it rains, she's less nervous, but nervous nonetheless. And even with us as a commission, most of us are on a text chat, and every time it starts raining, the texts just start going crazy. We're looking at the gauges. So I think I would say we were effectively traumatized to some degree by this event. And 15 years on, the effects are still with us. So I would particularly like to thank the chairman for keeping us focused on the things that matter all these years, every single month for 10 or so years. Referring back to the pictures, and every single day focused on the things that will help us not go through that same thing again. It's a disciplined approach, and we are part of the system as people. So just wanted to add that.
Okay, thank you. That was that's very nice. I greatly appreciate it. Okay, so that being said, next meeting is Wednesday, October 18th, 2023. Look up town hall, check the website, and I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I got a bunch of seconds. Mr. Wicklund.
Judy.
I'm going to throw it under the bus. I'd say all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Motion to adjourn. Thank you very much, everybody. Enjoy the summer.
Absolutely.